We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String City.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
All right, here we go on a Monday. I don't know if this is a proper analogy or not. This is what it felt like to me. We saw Cam Newton get jumped over the weekend. Handled his business.
Cam can fight.
I got jumped by Mike Cuno and Samantha Rivera on CBS 4. And I just froze. Cam Newton, that dude didn't even look phased as he was getting jumped. And, you know, when you first heard about the video, you're like, oh, these are kids, like little kids in a... In like a 7-on-7 league. These were grown ass men, and Cam Newton was I was just marveling. He didn't lose his balance.
Cam is a big human, Hawk.
I've seen you next to him.
Cam's a gigantic man. People asked me last night. I'm in New Jersey now. We came up here. We got to shoot more for the EA Sports. And we're up here, and I was in the airport yesterday, and people asked me about the video, and I was telling them, I'm like, he's not built like you. He's 6'6". Cam is gigantic. So when they jumped on Cam, it's like we evaluate, Hawk. Like you say, you talk more crap when I'm around. Like, I talk more crap when Cam's around because how big he is.
Yeah, he is a giant man. Wasn't phased. I go on CBS 4 last night. I get a prank pulled on me by Mike Cuno with perhaps a little assistance by Channing Crowder and Alejandro Solana. And I just froze up. I should have been swinging haymakers.
Welcome back, Samantha. This has been a special show because we had Solana on, we had Channing Crowder on. Now let's just round out the whole Hockman and Crowder show. We've got Mark Hockman joining the show for the first time.
Actually, wait, no, Mike, I'm so sorry. Our producer George is saying we actually have no more time.
We ran out of time?
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Nope, I'm
sorry. All right, maybe next time we'll get to Hawk. We're so sorry.
There's just one place.
Hey, what happened? There's a real ending to that.
That's exactly how it transpired on TV.
Oh, really?
That's how it looked. Because
I saw the real ending. The real ending is I stare at the camera and then I say that. What did I say? That was mean. Something like that. I go that was terrible. That was. But I had no idea. You know, people have been, you know, DMing me. I put the video on Instagram. People are like, oh, you were great in this. And somebody texted me, you love a good bit. I wasn't in on any bit. I hooked up to be on Sports Final. And then that's what happened to me. Mike Cuno pulled a bit. I was not in on any bit. Sports I got desk. Jumped like Cam Newton.
It was funny, Mike.
Solana?
Sports desk. I mean, maybe that's why, you know, they're pulling a fast one on you. You don't even know the name of the show.
I know what happened was I got slick mouth with that George guy, the producer. I had said Dookie Lang is a better producer on Friday, and he happened to be listening because Mike Cuno had texted me that night that George had happened to be listening, and everybody set me up. Everybody set me up.
I didn't know what they were going to do, Hawk, but I was there with Cuno at the studio, and he was like, hey, do you think it would be funny to do this to Hawk? And I didn't know what he was talking about, and I said yes. And he was like, but would Hawk receive it right? I said, Hawk's going to receive. I was like, whatever you do to Hawk, he's going to be fine with it. Yes, do whatever you
so
want.
So funny. He told me afterwards, he's like, I was so tortured by this for the last hour. And I'm like, why would you be tortured by that? He's like, well, what if you didn't react the right way? I'm like, it's my whole shtick is doing that to people. It was really brilliant. So yesterday on CBS4 on Face Off, Sports Final Face Off, they had Crowder on there, and he was talking about his comedy show, which we'll talk about this week. He's got another comedy performance Sunday night at the Dania Improv. And Crowder did this media tour yesterday, but he was on the Sports Final face-off desk at CBS4. And then Solana, as you know, goes, I'm just doing that for effect, Solana. What is it? Sports Desk?
CBS Sports Desk.
CBS Sports Desk. And, you know, Solana goes on every Sunday night to talk Heat. So I get this text from Cuno, and it's like 6:30 at night. And he says, hey, need you on the sports desk tonight, 7:30. So I think, you know, I'm like, for real? Like, I would never say no to him because he comes on the show all the time.
Yeah.
So I say, for real? And he says, yeah, we've got Crowder on. We've got Solana on. Let's do the entire trifecta. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm waiting. And I thought we were all coming on together. But when they had me sign into everything, I see that no one else's name is there but mine. So now my radar goes up a little bit. I'm like, okay, everybody got their separate segment. But he never sent me anything like, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. Here's it. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to ask a question or two about Crowder's comedy event. And then it dawned on me that I was bamboozled. If you want to see the video, it's on my Instagram, and I know Samantha Rivera put it on her Instagram. So did Cuno as well. If you want to see the video, that is not acting. When you see the look on my face, like, it's striking me at that moment that I am the butt of a prank that was perfectly executed by CBS4.
It was. And Mike did ask me about it, Hawk, and I knew you'd be fine with it. I said,
I appreciate a good joke. That was brilliantly done. It was brilliantly done. And the part I think that makes it the most brilliant is, had he given me a lot more time, I probably would have figured it all out, because I would have texted you guys. Like, I would have figured out that I wasn't in on this. But because he only texted me, you know, 45 minutes before they wanted to tape. And then he told me afterwards, he's like, oh, I feel so bad. What if you left a dinner early? I'm like, I wouldn't have left a dinner early. I'd do anything for you, but I'm not leaving a dinner early. But anyway,
you put your college shirt on, though.
It was funny. I have my LL Bean on. I wasn't going on I wasn't going on CBS4 without my LL Bean.
Yes, it was good. He kind of told me how they wanted to do it. And he really felt bad. He was like, but you know, Hawk's Hawk's our boy.
He's such a nice guy. Like, that's what makes it. Yeah.
I love Hawk to death. I was like, he's going to love this when it comes out. He's going to love what we're doing. And he told me beforehand. Yeah.
Yeah, it was brilliant. He was so tortured by it, which is why I love Cuno. Like, could you imagine giving a second thought to pulling a joke on me? Like, you know.
That's why I told him, go, let's go, crank it up.
Tortured, though. I loved what Local 10 did with you. So Will Manso and Clay Ferrero, but also Dookie Lang, who's their sports producer, better than George, he had you perform. Solana's ready to cut me off.
I mean, George, he pulled this thing out on you. Let's be honest. I mean,
he did.
You took shots
he
at
absolutely
him.
Did.
And he put together a masterpiece.
The funny thing was, I didn't know that I was the butt of George's joke. So he's talking to me in my headphones before we start taping. Before he's like, okay, you're connected or whatever. And you know me. Hey, man, I always said you're better than Dookie Lang. I don't care what these guys say. And he's like, oh, that's funny. He's like, can't wait to meet you one day. And I said, well, if you ever come up to Boca, you will. And he said, well, I live in Hialeah, so maybe we'll meet halfway. And I go, nah, I don't think we'll ever see each other. I got to tip my hat to George. What's his last name?
George Perez.
I got to tip my hat. He did a great job bamboozling me. But Dookie Lang and Channel 10, they did a great job with you. You performed in front of a curtain, reminded me of the Tonight Show in the 80s, you know, like a big theater curtain. It was very well done. I enjoyed your media tour. You were very overexposed this weekend. I saw you more than Messi, which tells me a little something.
It was crazy. Will brought me in and he said, you know, during the way we were texting, he was like, we have something that, you know, something cool. Like, we're going to do something cool with this. And when they told me the thought, they were like, hey, you got to go up there and do a minute. A minute is nothing. But I'm like, and I can't cuss.
Right, a clean minute.
I got to do a clean minute. Bro, it was like, I went to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the mirror. My wife texted me in the bathroom. She was like, how about you talk about your dad and your arrest? And I was like, okay, yeah. If by myself, if Asia wasn't there, I would not know what to do for a minute to be clean. I was like, oh, Lord, they asked me to do a minute. But, yeah, it was very cool how Will them set it up. Went on with Donovan. It's funny. It's all the friends of the show. Donovan, Will, Mike Cuno. The only one that you laughed at was Juwan Strader.
I didn't laugh at Juwan Strader. I laughed at you being late to Friday's show for Juwan Strader. No offense, Juwan Strader.
No, we don't want Juwan. Juwan's my buddy, but he doesn't shoot on weekends. So I had to come late.
I'm sorry. I mean, I can't help it if he only shoots during our show.
So four shows in 2 days was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I watched Solana on CBS4. We'll talk about all this stuff today. I want to talk about Leo Messi. He had I'm not a soccer fan like Solana is. I thought Jordi Alba on that little exchange, the final pass back to Messi, Solana, was that brilliant or am I overstating it?
No, I mean, it's brilliant in the individual play when it happened. You needed a ball into the box as many times as possible. And hopefully at one point it would connect with Messi. And there was one a few minutes prior to that where they connected on the exact same play. Messi comes coming across the 18 and he just kind of flicked it wide. But that same play, Hawk and Crowder, has been converted by those two guys a million times. Like that is the play that they're looking for. And that's the threat that Alba poses as that attacking left back.
Because there was traffic in there. There was a lot of traffic in there, and it seemed to be very clean passes back and forth.
And think about it this way. The defense for LA Galaxy, which yesterday I thought played outstanding. I mean, they packed the box. They defended Messi well. They were physical with Inter Miami, which has been key in stopping Inter Miami we've seen now over the past year. I mean, all they're doing the final 10 minutes is what? Don't let Lionel Messi get that opportunity. Like, let anybody else on the field, let them get a shot attempt. Don't let number 10 get that opportunity. And despite them just trying to take away that, everybody on the field, those two guys are just so brilliant, and Messi is just so brilliant that no matter how hard and how well you're defending against it, they're going to break through at some point.
It's crazy. As you explained that, watching that show, because I just saw it. I just watched the game, but I saw it on ESPN. It's what people said. Don't let LeBron get the ball late. Don't let Jordan get the ball late. Don't let Jerry Rice and Joe Montana.
Don't let Travis Kelce. Let anyone score but Travis Kelce. Guys pulling in touchdown after touchdown.
22-yard reception to win the game late when he got that first down. It's what great players do. You just explain greatness, Alon. That's what greatness is. The entire other team knows what not to let you do, and you're going to do it anyway.
And it was the only threat Inter Miami really had all game long. Like, the first half was just abysmal for them. They couldn't put any shots or any opportunities on goal. They had two shots. Their expected goal average was 0.12. Like, they didn't do anything in the first half. They come out in the second half. You could tell, you know, much, much more quality of play, but still nothing really going towards the goal outside of one opportunity. And then the final 10 minutes, it just becomes get the ball to Alba. Let him beat everybody down the left side, and he's going to cross it into Messi every single time until it works. So it wasn't like a complicated or, you know, very smart play design. It was just simple. Get the ball to Alba, let him go forward, and let him find Messi in the box. And everybody knew that that's what they were doing. But they're still that good that they're able to convert.
Get the ball to Patrick. He's going to find Travis. And they're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
The whole thing with the Super Bowl is if you let them hang around, yeah, which is what L.A. did, I guess, just having the one goal lead,
right,
you let them hang around, that's all Messi needs. It's all Patrick Mahomes needs. Yep. It's all Tom Brady needs. You don't even have to let him hang around. You could be up 28-3. All he needs is just a little bit of a window of opportunity. I didn't see the game last night, Solana, but I heard your guy stinks.
Yeah, people were very upset. With Luis Suarez, they're calling him washed. This Taylor Twellman was literally, I mean, he ripped him up and down. Oh, I mean, he's limping. That's a fact. He's limping. I mean, he can't do anything. I mean, the guy led the Brazilian league in goals last year. He hasn't looked great, to be fair. He didn't look great yesterday, and he looks, you know, a step behind of what people were expecting him
to be. I was told that if we did a relay race, not a relay race, a head-to-head race of the two most prominent Uruguayans in South Florida, your father, Eduardo, mm-hmm, and Luis Suarez, Eduardo would win by 30 yards.
It's possible, yeah. It is possible.
Doesn't he smoke?
My dad?
Yes.
Oh, brother. My dad yesterday, he actually flew to Uruguay last night. My mom said before getting into the airport, like for the final time, he ripped 4 grits at the outside at Miami International Airport. So if you saw
some
sicko.
Does he think he can bank that? Like when he's having a nicotine fit on the airplane, you're not allowed to smoke. Does he think like, well, I banked 4, so I should be good?
He goes into like a yoga pose and he just...
He recalls it.
Yeah,
he recalls
the nicotine
the smoke
just comes
and the nicotine
right back in.
I don't know if Eduardo's beat anybody in the race.
I don't think so, brother. I don't think so.
We've got Heat tickets to give away every day this week. Heat and Wizards, March 10th at the Kaseya Center. Just keep listening. We will give away a pair every single day this week. We'll talk this week. Crowder's got his second comedy performance, and it is this Sunday, Dania Beach Improv. We will talk about that. We have a lot of stuff to cover. You want to do a quick look at headlines? Because we're going to check in with Joe Zagacki. He's up in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Got the Hurricanes and UNC tonight. Hurricanes basketball team, man, I think they've lost 6 in a row.
Yep.
Like it's bad, bad. But we'll check in with Joe Z. Amy Audibert is going to join us today. I want to see if she thinks Jimmy Butler was rightfully or wrongfully suspended by the league based on the little melee on Friday night. Let's get a quick look at headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll tell you right now, Jimmy Butler was wrongfully suspended by the NBA. I understand him getting ejected. The suspension to me is dumb. And you know, a couple other guys could have been suspended for the Heat who left the bench area and they weren't. So shout out Joe Dumars and Adam Silver. But let's be real, man. Like, Jimmy Butler didn't do anything. He had his neck grabbed. And He kind
of started anything. With a little neck grab of his own.
Started it. He started the fight.
No, he didn't. The stupid Pelicans player started the fight. When they
well, that's right. And it wasn't even Zion. Zion wasn't even starting a fight because Zion knew it wasn't a dirty foul.
After the game, Zion's like, I don't know what happened. Kevin Love helped me up. he wasn't a
Zion was thinking about Skittles. Zion wasn't worried about anything. It wasn't a fight. Whoever that guy, I don't even know the guy's name. That's the bad part. We lost our best player. And the Afro black dude, I don't even know his name, he gets suspended and nobody cares. But Jimmy did start it because Jimmy went back at him.
Najee Marshall. He got three games, right?
No, Thomas Bryant got three games and Alvarado got three games. They were the ones actually throwing hands. Oh, after. No, well,
what about the Najee Marshall? I don't want to describe him as Afro guy, but I will.
Afro guy.
Najee Marshall.
Afro guy is.
Nah,
yes.
I think he only got one game. I'm pretty sure.
He only got one game? Because
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, if you're just suspending them for the action on the court, like his hand was around Jimmy's neck in a very pronounced fashion. Jimmy's hand was released in a millisecond.
Najee Marshall suspended one game. Alvarado and Thomas Bryant, again, like they threw hands, literally. They got up in each other's grill.
Yeah.
Once everything was already calm, by the way, they threw hands. Nico Jovic was next to Thomas Bryant. He suspended one game as well. Najee Marshall won. Jimmy Butler won.
All right.
Yeah.
That seems unfair.
It was dumb. It was dumb. He shouldn't have been suspended.
It was dumb, and the Heat don't want no smoke.
What?
The Heat doesn't want any smoke. Okay. We weren't ready. Like even Hawk said, like Jimmy grabbed the guy's neck for a second, and then he went to choking him. If a team wants to fight us, they're going to fight us.
Crowder, if that's your takeaway from that scuffle, maybe you didn't watch it. I'm telling you right now, maybe you didn't watch it.
I'm with Solana. I did not walk away from that saying that he didn't want any smoke.
Brother.
Listen, we didn't want to do anything to anybody.
Stop it, man.
You just talking about
Nico Jovic.
Nico's our enforcer. Yeah, the league is scared of Nico.
They are. They should be. If you're not scared of the Eastern European dude, then, you got another thing coming.
Yeah. All Eastern Conference teams are talking about Nico this morning, and they're worried about what happened.
If you saw the look on his face, they should be. I don't think Udonis would step to him.
He weighs 190 pounds.
Mm-mm. You are mistaken.
190 is being generous. I think I weigh more than Nico Jovic.
Nico wants seven suits for the price of one suit. The Heat shouldn't get no smoke.
So they did beat the Pelicans. After that scuffle, Bam Adebayo took over the game. Tyler Hero had a scary injury. He had an MRI yesterday. It was precautionary. We'll find out, I'm sure, more today. He's questionable. Rozier's questionable. Might make his return today. Orlando Robinson questionable. Heat at the Kings tonight. Kings played last night on ESPN against the Clippers. Kicked their ass. Kings looked really good last night. So they're on the second night of a back-to-back.
All right.
Yeah, Inter-Miami does draw 1-1 with the Galaxy last night. Messi ties it in stoppage time. We get the Turnpike Derby against Orlando City on Saturday. Panthers.
Oh.
Yeah, Panthers beat the Capitals in overtime Saturday.
Incredible win.
3-2. They're back at it tomorrow. They host Buffalo at the ABA. Marlins spring training is in action right now. They split their weekend games. They're playing against the Cardinals right now. Canes Hoops did lose.
1-1, bottom of the third, if anybody's and had I known, I would have wagered on this before the show just to have some fun.
Thanks for the score update, by the way, because clearly I don't have it up here on the TV.
I don't think anyone cares about a spring training score unless you've actually wagered on the game, which I believe you can.
Can we live bet?
I'm going to look right now.
Let me know.
I lost money on the Boston game last night.
I won money on that Panthers game that Solana's talking about. I live bet the Panthers when they were down 2-1 in the third. They came back, tied it, went to overtime. Great overtime winner. Let's see. MLB. Doesn't look like you can live bet it.
Okay.
But you can bet there are some 3 o'clock spring training games. If you want to put a little spring training parlay together for the 3 o'clock hour,
you can talk me into it, Hawk. You know, you can talk.
What do you think about that A's Diamondbacks matchup?
Oh, Diamondbacks won the World Series last year.
Knicks at Celtics last night. I live bet it. Knicks plus 11.5 and lost.
Didn't get it.
I think that was Saturday night. I think
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Plus 11 and a half. Come on, little Brunson. Shoot the ball.
Cubs at Royals at 3:05. Got the
Gnarly.
Angels at Giants 3:05. Gnarly. Rangers at White Sox 3:05. Guardians at Padres 3:10. And the Dodgers at the Rockies 3:10. So if you want to put together a little spring training parlay for bleeps and giggles, I'd be in.
Let's go. I'm down. I don't know a single thing about any of those teams.
I don't even know if they play in Arizona or Florida.
Let's go.
Canes Hoops at UNC today, 7 p.m. You can hear that game on AM 790. And shout out Canes women's basketball. They beat Clemson 56-50 yesterday. I know Coach L's team is struggling right now. There's no doubt. But Coach Katie Meyer's team continues to win. They host Pitt on Thursday, second to last, their penultimate game. Both will be at home, by the way.
Is she a twin?
Season flew by.
There's two Katies.
All right.
Katie's Myers.
Okay. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com.
By the way, Hero and Rogier are both ruled out tonight.
They are?
Yeah.
Is that just
according to Mark Spears?
Coming across the wire?
Coming across from Jimmy.
Hero's knee, he did. His knee went the wrong way.
It had that like giraffe bend to it. It looked like
giraffe bend, huh?
Agend.
Giraffe bend.
Yeah. So no Jimmy, no Nico, no Thomas Bryant, no Jay Rich, no Hero, no Rozier, no Drew Smith.
I got Bam over 25 points, baby. Let's ride.
I bet it's not even up yet. I bet they took it down.
I already put it in.
You did?
Yeah.
Bam over?
Bam over 25.
I'm not even lying. I'm going to put in a spring training parlay. I got no shame. Yeah, Bam 22 and a half.
I got one of those boosts.
Oh,
I did the boost last night at Bam over 25. Come on, Bam.
Somebody's upset that I gave out outdated information. That literally was posted as I'm doing headlines, and Jimmy should have sent it to me so that I could have had the updated information instead of sending it to, I don't even know where you sent it.
I did send it to you, but you didn't read it.
It's on our chat here. It's on our video chat.
Oh, come on. Text it to me.
Slap him, Jimmy.
That's the first thing I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do have a text message here. Thanks, Jimmy.
Ridiculous, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Guy threw you under the bus.
Slap him, Jimmy.
That's what happened to me last night with Cuno and Samantha Rivera. These sons of guns, Jimmy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Beautiful South Florida day. That's your weather.
All right. Joe Zagacki's in Chapel Hill. We'll connect with him next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Anyone see a big fancy car at the KFC driving? Could be messy.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe Zagacki is in Chapel Hill. By the way, Queens of the Stone Age are coming to Hard Rock Live in May. You could win tickets. Just go to WQAM.com. Click on the little contest tab, and you can enter for your chance to win right there. It's a Live Nation show, Queens of the Stone Age at Hard Rock Live. want to win tickets, go to WQAM.com and click on contests. Crowder is in New Jersey. I'm in Boca Raton. Solana's in Miami. Joe Zagacki is in Chapel Hill. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Canes UNC tonight. You can hear the game on AM 790. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. How are you?
Well, I mean, I'm fine. You're the one that's traveling with the Hurricanes, so I imagine you're probably – I mean, you tell me. They're in the midst of this six-game losing streak. It's been a disappointing season coming on the heels of the Final Four appearance, and we've talked sporadically throughout the season, but what has gone wrong?
Where do we start? Well, they say the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And yeah. It has certainly gone awry this season. Well, injuries would be one, but this time of the year, injuries are just an excuse. But that being said, Nigel Pack will not play tonight, and it's a better than 80% chance that Wuga Poplar won't play tonight. And I would also say that if you follow the team closely and you watch the way they played the last 2 years and then the way they started this season, there is always a certain joy about the way they played. They shared the ball. They scored. They smiled. They competed. When they are trailing in games, they enjoyed the fight of getting back into a game and winning late. And somewhere along the line, the agendas have kind of changed from getting back to the Final Four and being that team to maybe more personal agendas. And probably the perfect storm this year, and might be what we're entering in college athletics now, where there are a lot of voices in the ears of kids today and other things coming their way. And in this case, it might be NIL money and NBA draft talk and this and that. And I think they probably, combined with the injuries, lost sight of who they are and what the program was about.
And, Joe, does it have to do with what Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong? Wong's with the Pacers. Miller's with the Clippers. They're both in the G League. Is that it? Is it talent? Like, to your point, like, it's motivation and all that, but is it just pure talent?
Well, that's an easy answer, Channing. You're talking about the guy that was the player of the year in the league last year, Isaiah Wong, and they're probably at some point hang his jersey inside the Wasco Center, and Jordan Miller, who I think was leading the G League in scoring, and both those guys are, you know, all-stars in that league. So, yes, that's an easy part of it. I would also say that Miller and Wong were what I call, I may have mentioned this to you before, everyday players. Now, maybe I have to speak in code a little bit, but follow me on this. They were there every day, every practice, every game. Zay last year was down for a game against Duke where he wasn't feeling well, but he gave it a chance. He did play. He sprained his ankle every day, and he played. Jordan Miller, I think, missed maybe one game in his 2 years. This year, when an injury has popped up, you know how many minutes Coach L has been able to get from anybody that's been hurt? The answer is zero.
Not a lot.
Zero. Having dressed out, zero. So, yeah. No, hey, Coach, I can give you 5 minutes. I can give you a rebound. I can give you a free throw late. It's been zero. And some of those games they lost when they were still in contention might have been changed if a free throw was made, a rebound was grabbed, anything. But when you're playing shorthanded, and one of the differences that you notice in the league is sometimes games become a battle of attrition, right? Your first five are going to be pretty even in a lot of cases. Then you get into the bench. You look at teams like North Carolina. What's coming off the bench tonight? Well, Jalen Withers, okay, played for Louisville last year. Wojcik, I think he played for Marquette last year. You have three or four guys that were transferred in that have accepted a role of coming off the bench where there's not a big drop-off when the starter exits. For Miami, when guys are out, there's a huge drop-off, a big drop-off. And so that's part of the reason why we are where we are right now with a six-game losing streak headed for seven. Now, playing North Carolina, down two starters, what are they going to do about it? You know, can they fix it? Maybe yes, maybe no. But that's kind of Coach Yell hasn't stopped coaching, hasn't stopped teaching, hasn't stopped trying to figure it out. But eventually it comes down to your players' will and want to.
Any chance Coach L would wear the suit Rick Pitino wore last night to tonight's game to try to change things up?
I did not see what Rick Barry wore last night, but the answer
No,
that,
not Rick Barry, Rick Pitino.
Oh, Rick Pitino. I did not see it. I know that, you know, Rick Pitino had some sharp comments for his team last week, but I think Coach L, in terms of fashion, now is will probably never wear a suit on the sidelines again.
Yes.
You see that suit he's wearing? All white shoes. I mean, he is looking sharp.
Look like a surgeon.
Rick Pitino? Is that like Kentucky Fried Chicken outfit?
Looks like the ice cream man. Like he has got the sharp pressed white suit, and it worked. They won. He had sharp words, then he put on a sharp suit, and then they won. So I don't know. Just let Coach L know. One thing that we've kind of bandied about on the show the last few weeks, Solana says that there's really no path to the NCAA tournament, I'm guessing, unless they win the ACC tournament. I mean, is that the only way, Joe?
Well, you're down to four regular season games. So the answer to that is yes. The only path to the NCAA tournament, they've squandered every chance here in February. It's been just a disaster in February. So they've squandered all of those opportunities. And the problem with winning the ACC tournament is that I don't even see a path right now for them to get out of the Tuesday game, which means you'd have to do something that no one else has ever done, at least in the ACC. And that's win five games in a row. So that's going to be tough. A very tough challenge.
There's a chance.
Well, there's always a chance. I mean, there's they got good enough shooters. They could win, put any kind of winning streak together, but it's hard to do that when you're not on the floor. You know, hard for Wuga Poplar to score from the bench. Same with Nigel Pack.
And to that point, like, there's been games where Norchad Omir's made ESPN. He's balling. Like, you can't run the team through Norchad, can you?
Well, they sort of have. He's taken the most shots on the team, and he's the leading scorer. He has the most field goal attempts. He is the leading scorer. So you're kind of down to, trying to throw him the ball inside, and some think he needs to get the ball even more. But, I mean, he's taken the most shots on the team. And I just think that what Coach L has been emphasizing is share the ball. They lost the game the other day to Georgia Tech. They had five turnovers in the game and lost. They're losing games where sometimes you look at the numbers and go, how'd they lose this game? And so the other day they had five turnovers and lost. They had in the Duke game, one of the problems they've had is Coach talked about this. He hadn't been pleased with their effort. So in the Duke game, they had 60 possessions in that game. 60 defensive possessions. You know how many times they got caught not running back on defense out of 60? What do you think a good number would be of getting back on defense?
I probably don't want to know. Obviously, the way that you're setting this up, it's going to be an astronomical number.
I would say two is the right answer.
Well, the answer was 25. 25 times they didn't get back on defense. Now, that would be unheard of for last year's team of the year before. 25 times they let Duke go down the floor and have their way. So that improved. Georgia Tech game, I think the number was 68 possessions. 10 times they didn't get back. So they made an improvement. They heard what he had to say. He talked about it. I'm not saying anything new. He talked about it. So they got the message. They got back. They reduced the number to 10. And the turnovers were 5. But still, even the 10, they lost the game by 4. You're losing these games by 4 points, 3 points in some cases, because simply of will and want to.
Effort.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to say,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, especially for a guy like Coach Larrañaga. Like, yeah. I mean, he's got to be. But anyway, message received, Joe. Everything you have said today, message received. Let me shift gears real quick because we're out of time. But you also have Hurricanes baseball, Mark Light Shakes. We all love the milkshakes down there in Coral Gables. You've got the Joe Z, which I believe might be their best-selling shake. But this past weekend, Long Island University was in town. They had the Lox and Bagels shake. It was actual salmon with everything seasoning, yeah. Everything bagel seasoning, and a bagel sitting on top of the actual shake. Did you try one of those, Joe?
Well, I give them A for creativity, and the answer to that would be a resounding absolutely no. No way, no how, no chance.
Salmon.
No.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. I mean, and the thought of him, because they took little bits of lox and actually blended it into the milkshake. Mm. And then, like they do with these wacky, you know, Bloody Marys, then on top of the milkshake, an actual half of a bagel with a schmear and some lox on top of that and the everything seasoning. It was,
I'd like to know how many they actually sold. Oh, I don't know how many they sold. I wonder how many they sold.
I saw several people trying them. Like, they posted it on social media, people trying them and saying it's the worst thing that they've ever had. And I love Mark Light
Shakes. They could have gone, like, Long Island iced tea shake, right? They could have gone that way.
That may have been a better choice than the schmear.
Yeah.
I got gin in it.
But I think the Joe Z is the one you got to go with. This weekend, the Gators are in town. And I think they should have great crowds for three games. Well, there's a game on Wednesday also. But the Gators are in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think we need to get the Joe Z going up the charts.
What's in your milkshake again?
Okay, so a vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, and marshmallow. And then I tell them, you know, the marching orders are extra thick.
Can you stop telling people how to make their shakes?
Joe likes
to mention
that at the
McDonald's drive-thru for us.
I just thought I'd let you know that, toss it in there.
Joe
the
likes
Joe
to
Z, the Joe Z,
maybe.
Joe Z likes his shakes.
The two C's?
You know?
Yeah. Two C's, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Thick.
Should be a little bit of a struggle to get it through the straw.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Anyway. Sometimes you use the straw almost like a spoon, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I like my shakes.
Yes, sir.
I think you and Crowder are talking about two separate things. Go Zagacki in Chapel Hill. Hear the game
tonight.
I don't
know where Crowder's mind goes, and I don't even want to know. But I'm talking milkshake.
UNC tonight, AM 790. Have a good call, Joe, and we'll talk to you later on. See you, Joe.
And by the way, real fast, tell Solana that engagement isn't real until he gets a date.
Oh, ooh. There you go. Solana, you are not officially engaged until you select a wedding date. So enough with the
All he did is went to the Four Corners offense. Stall.
He's running the weave?
He's using the shot clock into the last second.
That's great. We need a date, bro. We need a date.
That's right.
Corners, you're milking the shot clock. That is excellent, Joe.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. Bamboozling. Called bamboozling right there. Oh, yeah, here's the ring. Oh, but no dates.
All right, we'll see you, Joe.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir.
He stuck the landing. Joe Zagacki, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Damn, Joe. Back at it again with the khaki pants.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.